All right. Good morning, everyone. Almost there. Good morning, everyone. All right. So today's a little bit of a different Sunday. We have some special guests with us. I'm talking about you. In fact, if you guys want, those of you who normally go downstairs but are upstairs today, you are welcome to come up and sit closer, because I might get you to participate at different points. And I have something that I think would be good for you to be able to see. So how many do we got? Is it just two of you right now? No, there's a few of you. Okay, why don't you guys come up to the front row? Okay, so here's what I wanted to explain for those of you who are children and you are with us. One of the questions I have heard from you is, what do you guys do upstairs when we go downstairs? And I wanted to just give you an answer, a really simple answer. So there's really three things we try to do. We read scripture. When you guys go downstairs, we open up our Bibles and we read a passage of scripture, like a portion of it, sometimes a story, and then we will pray and then we'll take communion. Now, in between that, sometimes someone else, will talk about what do we need to know about the Bible and that passage to understand it. What do we need to know about Jesus and his saving power? And so that's typically what we do. We open up our Bibles, we pray, and then we take communion. And what I'm going to try to do later on is explain what communion is. But right now, I want to talk about one of the books that we have been studying as a church. We have been looking in the Gospel of Matthew. And the reason we've chosen that is because the earliest Christians saw this book as a manual, a how-to for making followers of Jesus. One of the big things the disciples wanted to know was, who is the best? Who is the best? So I need, I think I saw Eisen, Isaiah, Axel. Did I see Caleb earlier too? Evan, yeah, you too. Good job, bud. You could sit. I'm going to need you in just a sec, but you can sit there. You guys can come up and sit, because I need to ask you guys questions, and I don't want to have to yell, and I don't want you to have to yell. No pressure. All right, so here's question number one for you guys. Who is the greatest hockey player today? You can just yell it out.
Quinn.
Quinn? Oh, that's controversial. Okay. Okay. Who else? Anyone else have a different answer? Connor McDavid, okay, yep. That's what you were going to say? Okay. What about, who is the best soccer player today?
Messi.
Messi, that's wisdom. Don't tell Awello, because he won't like that answer. yeah, so, only children, please, please. So, we have, what is it that at the end of a season, like in the NBA or the NHL or other leagues, the best player gets an award? What's that award called?
The most valuable player.
Most valuable player. Yeah, the MVP. And they get like a trophy, right? For, one of the things that we do is we reward the greatest, right? The best at something. Right? In hockey, you get that NHL, the MVP award, and the NBA, you do too. I'm about to trip on something here. And the disciples, the followers of Jesus, they were wondering, Jesus, who's like the MVP in the kingdom of heaven? Who's the greatest? And Jesus gave them an answer that shocked them. It was confusing to them. It wasn't what they were expecting. And it tells us about what Jesus cares about. So I need Isaiah to come up today so he can read from Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse 1. Matthew chapter 18, whenever you're ready. One sec. Here you go.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. He said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me."
Thank you, Isaiah. Now I'm going to invite Evan. Can you come on up, bud? And I need, can you pray? Right there.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for sending your son Jesus. Help us hear you today. Help us have hearts that trust you. Give us power to do as you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evan. All right. So the disciples asked Jesus a question. They ask him, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They want, pardon? Yeah, you can. Go ahead. He did his job. He's done. They want to know who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, right? And Jesus, what does he do? Does he pick the fastest runner, Isaac? Nah. Does he pick the smartest student? And put the smartest kid, student in front of him, all the disciples, and say, this is the picture of the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. No. What does he choose? A what? A small child. That's right. A little child. Someone like you guys. And he places that child in front of his disciples and says, if you want to know what's great in my kingdom, it's a little child. And unless you change and become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. So what I want to do right now is invite a little teacher, a special teacher. His name is Zachary, to come on up with his mom, because I think he is going to be really helpful for teaching us today. I think it'll help us get a bit of a picture for what Jesus is trying to do with his disciples. All right. Yep. Thank you, Lindsay. So we got Zachary here. Zach, as you can see, Zach, you want to tell everybody anything?
Listen up.
So Zachary's got a shirt. It says teacher. You want to hold it? Here, you can hold that side. So he's got a shirt that says teacher because he's part of a program called Roots of Empathy. Some of you may have heard of it, but if in case you haven't, Roots of Empathy is a program where elementary school students get to see Zachary once a month. And it helps kids see and connect with the humanity and vulnerability of a little one. They get to see how Zachary grows each month, how he's changing. They observe and pay attention to what he's doing. They see when he feels nervous. For example, if Lindsay moves a bit farther away, he usually gets a bit more uncomfortable. And when Lindsay holds him, he usually embraces her and wants to be really close. And when he's tired, he's a bit fussier and grumpier. And all of these things the kids will observe. Yeah, you ready, Zach? And through that, the kids actually learn about paying attention to others. So Zach is a little teacher. Zach can't speak, but Zach teaches. Zach is dependent on mommy for a lot of things. He can't even feed himself right now, but he's a teacher. What do you think, Zach? Does it taste good? So, one of the things that Jesus does is do something like this. He places a little one in front of his disciples and says, this is a picture of greatness in my kingdom. It's really interesting that Jesus would choose something like this. I mean, it's really helpful if you focus when you have a cute little one in front of you. But why does Jesus do that? What do you think, Isaac? Why might Jesus have chosen a little guy to say, and this is what greatness looks like? Yeah. What about you, Isaiah? What do you think? Why might have Jesus chosen a little child to say, this is a picture of greatness in my kingdom? Okay. Axel, you think you have a thought back there? Yeah.
No.
No, okay, thank you. Jesus, let me just suggest, Jesus doesn't, as cute as he is, Jesus doesn't choose a little one because of how cute they are, although they are very cute. He doesn't choose them just because, you know, they are the cutest thing, the most distracting thing that you could have in life. He chooses them because they're small. There's something about their smallness that Jesus loves, that he wants us to see, that is so important in his kingdom. Isn't that amazing? Think of that. God loves, those of you who are kids in this room, he loves your smallness. He loves that. Have you ever felt like you can't wait till you're a grown up? No? I don't know. Sometimes I hear you guys want to have more freedom because you associate being bigger with more freedom, right? But there's something where Jesus says, actually, it's great to be a child. So, Jesus says, if you want to be great in my kingdom, you need to become like a little kid. Why? Let me just give you guys three reasons. Okay? Three reasons. Number one, it's because little children are learning to listen and obey. They're learning. Children are like students of life. And they're learning. And they have this trust. Zachary naturally just trusts me and Lindsay. He wants to be close. He wants to be held. He has this sense of comfort that he doesn't have if mommy's not close by. If mommy's far, he's not happy. And he lets you hear it. There's something about that that Jesus sees in children, that they're learning about life, about trust, and about obeying even. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven is having that same kind of trust, but in God. And Jesus is saying, I want you to see that kind of trust. The second reason is because little children, they don't worry about how they look. Zach has no concern about what he wears. He could wear whatever and he'll be perfectly content. He has other concerns. Am I close to mommy and daddy? Am I safe? Do I have enough food today? Right? And you let us hear it when you haven't had enough. So, they also, I don't know if you guys have noticed, maybe you guys are getting big enough, and this is where it changes. When you're really little, you don't care about trying to walk and falling over a million times. You just fall, and then you try to get back up. But as you get a little bit older, you get a little bit more scared of trying new things. You get a little bit more afraid of making mistakes. Little ones, they're not worried about if they make a mistake, how they'll look. They're just free. So they could do whatever they want, even if it's a small little task, like coloring a million pages. They'll be totally happy with doing it. They are very content. They can say, Mommy, I gotta go potty in front of everyone. And they're not worried about how they might look. Greatness in God's kingdom is not worrying about how you look as you learn and try to obey God. And the third reason is because this one takes a long time for kids to lose. Kids love to receive gifts. See, grown-ups, we have this challenge. Someone does something kind to us and they give us a gift. And what happens is we feel like we have to do something to like pay them back right away. But kids are so good at just receiving gifts. In fact, they can come up to their grandma and grandpa and be like, what did you bring me today? Just an expectation that, oh, they've thought of me. Kids are great at receiving gifts. And in the kingdom of heaven, God loves to give his children gifts. And so Jesus is saying, if you want to be great, you need to change and become like a little kid. Forget about looking cool or being important to others. You need to have a heart like a child. That's what he's saying. You need to have a heart. God loves you, and he wants you to live as a child who knows of that love, the way that Lindsay and I love Zachary. God loves every human being. He is our Heavenly Father. And because he loves us, he's come down to give us a gift. We often think of God is great, and he's up in heaven. But the Bible tells us God actually came down. And he does it over and over again in the story of the Bible. When God's people are slaves in Egypt, God hears their cries, he sees their pain, and so he comes down to rescue them. And then we see that most of all in Jesus, though he was God, he didn't cling to his power, but he gave up his throne in heaven and took a humble position of a servant. Jesus was born as a human baby. Can you imagine the God of the universe at one point in history was as small as Zachary? And he grew like you guys are growing. And he lived life, a life of love and obedience to God. And he died on a cross so that all of us could be forgiven, so that we could become children of God, so that we could have everlasting life. That was the gift he came to give. There was a guy I read this week. He said, God's way for himself, for his son, for his spirit, and for his followers is down. Down like becoming like little children. Down is the way up in God's kingdom, he said. For grown-ups, then, we need to learn to do this. To go down, to get low. It feels hard for us. But kids, you guys are really good at it. It comes naturally to you guys. And that's where we need to learn from you guys. Changing and becoming like a little child is not a bad thing. It means having a child's heart with God. A heart that trusts, that commits to learning from Jesus and receiving his gift of salvation. So that means we should not be afraid of becoming like little kids. They're not weak, they're teachers. Zachary can't speak, but he can teach us a lot. And so can you guys. You guys can teach us a lot if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. So how do we become great in Jesus' eyes? How do we become like little children that Jesus praises? I'll just say two things. One is what Jesus tells us. He says, unless you change and become like little children. He says we need to change. So here's our action for everyone. I need everybody to stand up. Everyone to stand up. Yep. And then I need you to start to walk out. Go down aisle. This is the first time you hear this in a sermon. Get out. But start to walk. Yeah, I want to see everyone. Now I want you to stop. And I want you to turn around. And I want you to start to move back to your spots where you were sitting. You can go sit down. Yeah, thanks. When Jesus talks about unless you change and become like a little child, he's talking about what the Bible calls repentance. And what you just did is that. Repentance is you were going in one direction, you stopped, and you turned around. And Jesus says, the way that it's said in the Bible, it's kind of like you do it again and again. We need to start over. Every day, every moment, we need to live in this posture of we're children of God. And so, unless you change and become like a little child, it's something we don't just do once. It's actually something we do each day. We start again. And we need to start over again. And we lose sight that we're God's children. And Jesus is like, I want you to learn that little kids like Zachary are what greatness looks like. This dependence, this trust, this receiving of gifts. This is the posture I want for my people. And so every day we lose sight of it because as grown-ups, one of the habits we have is doing it in our own strength, in our own wisdom, in our own power. And Jesus is like, that's not actually what I want for my people. And that's really hard. And it takes a long time to unlearn that. So every day we start over. We start again. The second thing is this. We receive little people with love. See, Jesus says, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. So part of being great in his kingdom is actually seeing not just little kids, not just, but little people. People who maybe our world says don't matter. They're not important. But to God, he says, every human being matters. And so, whenever we welcome them, Jesus is saying, actually, if you welcome them, you're honoring me. You're, in some way, you're welcoming me. And so, he says, welcome them, these little kids, these little ones, in my name. So, if you want to be great, I wonder, for us, who are some small people in our lives? Maybe like a lonely person that we see at school. Someone who's left out at recess. Maybe a neighbor who's sad. Or someone who struggles to fit in. Maybe they're new. Maybe they don't know anyone just yet. Or maybe they're just having a hard day. Maybe they're struggling with a certain assignment in your class. You can help them and show them they matter. Because when you give them your time and your love, and your attention, Jesus says, it's like you're actually welcoming Jesus himself. So who is someone you can think of? I want you to just close your eyes for a moment and think, maybe of someone in your life, in your class, or in your neighborhood that you know, and maybe you've seen they've been having a hard time. Maybe there's a way you can welcome them. God, would you lead us this week in knowing how we can show your care to those around us in our classrooms or on our sports teams? And we ask, God, that you would give us your grace in that. Help us to, as a whole church, be a people who live with these hearts that are like little kids' hearts with their parents. They know they are loved by you, that we know we're loved by you, that you have given us an amazing gift of forgiveness, of becoming a child of God, of eternal life. Help us every day to start like that and to live like that.